I'm speaking to The Guardian's Chris McGreal, who is in Benghazi. Chris, have the rebels been able to take advantage of the airstrikes to hit back at Gaddafi?
Yes, I'm at the what is now the front line from Benghazi. The rebels have advanced about 150 kilometres, about 100 miles, close on 100 miles, since the airstrikes began. On Saturday, Gaddafi's forces were inside Benghazi. Now we're 9 kilometres, about 6 miles, outside of the town of Ashdabia. They retreated all that way. They're still fighting around Ashdabia, but on the road down we saw not only a long string of destroyed armoured vehicles, tanks, armoured personnel carriers, other kinds of military vehicles, but in fact about half a dozen tanks that were just sitting there untouched and apparently abandoned by Gaddafi's forces in the face of the airstrike. So it seems to have had the effect of causing Gaddafi's army to turn and run from around Benghazi. As I say, we're now at Ashdabia, where there definitely is continuing resistance. There have been a number of incoming tank rounds from Gaddafi's forces, which suggests that they've still got tanks. They may still have some rockets. But above us now, we can hear planes, which we might have to assume are coalition planes. And we have heard a number of very deep explosions in the past few minutes, which suggest that those are attacks by the coalition forces, possibly on those same tanks that were shelling us just a few minutes earlier.
I mean, obviously it's difficult to say, but does it sound like those are attacks on Ashdabia then?
Yes, or around Ashdabia. The Gaddafi's forces have been in the town a bit, but mostly they laid siege to it and seized control of the road, the main road, so that they could press on towards Benghazi. As I say, they've now been forced back to the edge of Ashdabia, and they seem to be resisting there. But if the coalition air forces are now turning their attention to those Gaddafi forces around Ashdabia, I can only imagine they're going to meet the same fate as they did on the edge of Benghazi, which was fairly comprehensive destruction of their tanks and the armoured vehicles through to their large guns and rockets.
And has the mood amongst rebels changed since the airstrikes began? Have they been encouraged?
Yes, it's completely flipped over. I mean, this has been a real roller coaster, particularly with the rebels around Benghazi, when we've seen the city, we've seen them advance a great deal, then be driven back into fighting in the city, and then suddenly, with the coalition airstrikes, everything has changed again. Despite what's said by the Western leaders, that this is merely to protect civilians and the cities from attack by Gaddafi, certainly the rebels view the airstrikes as part of their campaign. With the Gaddafi's larger guns and tanks now increasingly removed from the equation, the rebels feel that there's a more even playing field, battlefield, and now they're seen to feel that they can press on eventually all the way to Tripoli.
Okay, well, thanks very much for that, Chris.